Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And a good Monday to everybody. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. We wrap up the football weekend. We got the Kings and the Timberwolves in about an hour. And, of course, your phone calls right here on Listen App. Just had a really good show with Sean Salisbury, and then Ryan joined me to talk about the Kings. I want to hear from you today. I mean, we can talk about the officiating. We can talk about how bad Tony Romo was. We can talk about how great Greg Olsen was. We can talk about, you know, the injury to Brock Purdy. Now we know he's going to be out at least 6 months. I mean, it was a disaster for the 49ers yesterday. There's just no other way to say it. It was an absolute disaster. I may be in the minority, but I don't feel sorry for Joseph Ossai. I mean, his play was stupid. I talk about this every week. I talked about this on Friday, you know, that in championship games, you cannot be committing, you know, 15-yard penalties of that magnitude. You just can't do it. Again, I spent Friday's show talking about that and on my podcast. You just can't do it. Plain and simple. You know? I mean, I'm not wishing any harm on the guy. I don't wish that, you know, this follows him forever and he can't, you know, but I don't feel sorry for him. His play was stupid. All right. Plain and simple. It was stupid. You know, as far as the 49ers go, the second Brock Purdy got hurt, the game was over. I mean, you can be critical of the, you know, not challenging early in the game on Smith's reception, but they still would have lost the game. All right. The minute Brock Purdy is hurt, the game's over. You think you're going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles? A really, really good football team with a fourth-string quarterback? I mean, come on. The game is over. It's just bad luck. There's no other way to say it. It is bad, bad luck. And so you have the Eagles. You have the Chiefs. And we can talk about whatever you want today. All right, Kings and Timberwolves tonight. And Kings look to bounce back after losing by 7 on Saturday night. Rudy Gobert at the moment still questionable. Then you got the officiating. You know, we saw the horrible no call at the end of the game. It's hard to believe that the officials could miss that. Now, I know that there are those of you that think LeBron James traveled. He did not travel, all right? The gather of the dribble was, I know it looks like a travel, and trust me, I have been in NBA officials meetings where we all as announcers, they show us video and they go, is this a travel or is this not a travel? And all of the announcers in the league say, yes, that's a travel. And then they tell us it's not a travel. And then they explain it. Doesn't make sense to me, but I'm just telling you. But as far as the no call, you can't miss a call like that at the end of a game. We've seen it with the Kings this year on multiple occasions. We've seen it with the Blazers and the Suns on a, you know, blatant travel call. We said the officials are having a bad year. Okay? They're having a really bad year. And the NFL officials continue to be bad. The officiating yesterday was awful. It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing for the league. All right. So there are our topics. All right? I want to hear from you. And why don't we start with some phone calls and we'll get to Connor. Connor, how are you today? You'll be our leadoff man.
Doing good, Grant. How are you?
I'm good, buddy.
Yeah, so I'll start with the NBA. I mean, I don't know how you can miss a call of that magnitude at the end of the game and stuff. I mean, obviously, I mean, the Lakers feel like they've had a couple games taken from them and stuff. But something that stuck out to me was LeBron said in the post-game interview that the late-game no calls only happened to him and the Lakers. I mean, what a bunch of bullshit that is to see. I mean, what's
happening
to the Kings? I mean, the Tyler Herro travel, the Kevin Huerter no foul call. I mean,
he's delusional.
I mean, I know
he's delusional.
He's upset at the end of the game and everything, but I mean, you really have to say something so idiotic.
Stupidity. I don't even have any. I don't even have a response to it other than he's delusional.
Yeah, and then I saw, I think Sean brought it up on the YouTube show. I mean, I've seen a lot of people talking about it. I mean, what do you think about doing post-game interviews for officials to explain why or why not they made a call? I mean, that seems like it could improve, like, the clarity on a lot of these missed calls and stuff.
I agree with you. You know, they do that with a pool reporter now on ejections and things of that nature, but maybe they ought to expand that. I'm with you. I mean, I think that we as sports fans, especially with the amount of money that, you know, is being used on gambling, you know, I think fans have a right to know what's going on.
Yeah, then going to the NFL, I mean, the Niners-Eagles game, I agree it was over when Purdy got injured. I mean, you can't expect some fourth-string guy to just come in and, like, run an offense and keep him in the game and stuff. But
not happening.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people talking about, like, the Niners are going to have a big quarterback competition and stuff in the offseason. I mean, obviously Purdy's hurt now, but if Purdy's healthy, how can anybody else be the starter? I mean, it makes no sense to me.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't. Trey Lance is not going to be the starter if Purdy's healthy, period. So I'm with you 100%. I don't understand that as well. But now we don't know. I mean, this is a serious injury. Surgery, 6 months is the recovery time. So you do the math, February, March, April, May, June, July. That is now at the start of camp. But that doesn't mean you just walk onto the field and start throwing 60-yard passes. So this is going to be very sketchy for the 49ers.
Yeah, and then last thing revolving that game before you get to the AFC Championship, I mean, what a disgrace it is, I mean, as a Giants fan, to see the Empire State Building in Eagles colors. I mean, that's just embarrassing. I was shocked.
It's awful. And they got destroyed for it. I mean, they got absolutely destroyed by all the tabloids in New York, all of the businesses, the Giants. They got destroyed for it. It's embarrassing. There's just no other way to say it. And then to cover their ass, you know, after the Chiefs won, they changed the colors to the red and white for the Chiefs, you know, because they knew that they had made such a blunder. So it's embarrassing. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah, that was awful. And then getting to the Chiefs-Bengals game, I mean, start with talking about Tony Romo and stuff. I mean, I haven't really listened to a lot of his calls and stuff. I mean, I watched most of that game. And, I mean, things he says, like a lot of people say, just state the obvious. I mean, Mahomes fumbled that ball in the end of the third quarter. And he's like, I think that's going to be a fumble, Jim. I mean, like, obviously, God. I mean, I don't know, like, and he always tries to, like, explain everything perfectly, like, right up until the second that a play starts. I mean, Nance has no time to really, like, make
he's
a
awful.
Good call and stuff because he's all over.
He's awful. He's an embarrassment to CBS, in my opinion. That's how bad he is.
Yeah, and then the end of that third quarter, I mean, that was a lot of bad football. I mean, the Chiefs had that fumble. They had a holding penalty. They had a taunting penalty, and then at the end of the game, you had Eli Apple with a terrible penalty, which was kind of good to see as a Giants fan.
Yep.
But,
yep.
I mean, it was a pretty sloppy game.
Yeah, and how do you call a taunting penalty in an AFC championship game like that? I mean, cause it's just the league's got an issue. They got to fix that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And then in terms of there was another play where the Chiefs got like a redo of a third down and stuff. Like,
yes, they got a redo.
Situation.
Yeah, again, it's just a real blunder. It's just a real blunder that they don't notice that the clock's running until right as the ball's being snapped. Again, it's a mistake. The officials just had a horrible weekend. There's no other way to say it. Horrible. Now, fortunately, that sequence didn't really cost the Bengals because they got a sack, then they had a penalty, then they stopped them on the next play, so they punted anyway. But still, it's just a bad look for the NFL.
Yeah, and then talking about this Super Bowl matchup, I know a lot of people, like, I don't know, for some reason they don't think the Eagles are, like, the real deal and stuff. I mean, I know, like, their path to the Super Bowl, I mean, they beat the Giants and then they beat the Niners with all those issues. But, I mean, they did it comfortably, and it's not their fault that they don't get to handpick the teams that they're playing to prove themselves to everyone. So, I mean,
they won 13 games this year. They won 13 games in a regular season this year.
Yeah, and then, I mean –
okay. And they lost two games without their quarterback.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl, I think that, I mean, the Eagles obviously are a much more talented all-around team, but, I mean, it's going to come down to Patrick Mahomes versus basically the Eagles' defense. I mean, I think that's where the game's going to be won or lost.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot about this, Connor. I think Philadelphia is the better team, but, you know, we'll break it down in the next 2 weeks. Good hearing from you, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me. See you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we got some more folks to get to. And we are going to start with Zach right here. Hello, Zach. How are you today?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, Grant, so in the last, like, week or so, I've been looking at the Kings' schedule. And it's like, as I'm looking at it, right? Shit, my sorry. My bad. I'm looking, like, down the schedule, and it seems like it's been a while since we've really gotten, like, a legitimate signature win. I mean, like, I know that we played Memphis, Philadelphia, OKC, you know, in the last couple weeks. But, like, it seems like we haven't really gotten, like, a really proven win. Like, I'm looking at the schedule. Like, the last legitimate win was against Cleveland on right. December 9th. So, and then obviously we played Denver. They rested their stars, two of their stars.
Yep.
And so forth. So what I'm getting at is how – because based on the teams that we've won, how do you legitimately, like, gauge this team of actually how good it really is? Because I'm
trying to – I don't know. I think it's a great question. It's a great question. The Memphis game doesn't count. They didn't have Ja Morant and Steven Adams. They lost to Philadelphia twice. They lost to Philadelphia without their stars the other night. Oklahoma City, they beat, but Oklahoma City, you know, again, that was a good win, but Oklahoma City's still below 500. You make a great point. I don't know how good this team is because I really, first of all, they're very inconsistent. So I think they're a good team, Zach. I personally don't think they're very good. I just think they're good. They're good enough to make the playoffs. But I'll tell you, if they lose De'Aaron Fox or DeMontis Sabonis for any period of time, they're going to slide in a hurry. They're going to slide way down the standings.
Look at New Orleans. They've lost 8 in a row since Zion went out.
Look at Phoenix without Devin Booker. Look at what happened to them.
Exactly. It's just like, because as you know, like, because I know early in the season, like a team like Miami or Chicago, they had like bad yep. record. But then like people would say like, oh, they're much better than the record. But for like the Sacramento Kings team, I'm almost like worried it's opposite. I almost feel like they're not as good as what the record legitimately was when they were 8 games.
I don't think they're as good as a 27-21 record would indicate. I think they're good, but I don't think they're that good. To me, I look at the Kings pretty much as right now about a 500 team. That's how I see them.
I mean, just the way that they played on the court or their body language and the terrible defense, it's just kind of hard to say, like, oh, this is a legitimate third seed in the league.
Well, I'll tell you this. You help me out here. Let's say they finished third in the West this year. And let's say that in the first round, they ended up playing the Golden State Warriors or the Lakers get going with Anthony Davis now back, and they had to play the Lakers in the first round. The Kings would be the underdogs against both those teams if Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson were on the floor, and if LeBron and Anthony Davis were on the floor, the Kings would be underdogs as a three seed against those two teams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it was like that, what was it, 2 seasons ago when the Suns played the Lakers in the first round? The Suns
yes.
were two seed?
Yes.
I mean, obviously the Suns won because I think, you know, what, Davis got injured in game 2 or 3. So almost like we got lucky.
Found this on the web.
You know, Zach, and I'm going to let you go, buddy, but I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Here's the bottom line. There's many games left to be played. The Kings have a brutal schedule after the All-Star break. So we'll find out the answer to all the questions that you have. Good call there, Zach.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie. I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about Z-Biotics initially. But then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night. So I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to zbiotics.com/grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Let's get to Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking my call, sir. How are you today?
I'm good, Jerry. Good hearing from you.
Hey, Grant, let me ask you a question with the Tony Romo thing. You know what? In your career calling basketball games, have you ever had somebody that would talk over you like Derek Dickey, Jerry Reynolds, Doug Christie, that you tell them, hey, you know what? When I'm talking, you don't talk. Let me just call the game.
Yes.
Have you ever had that problem? Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Doug talked over me a couple times on big plays. And, you know, the famous video of he and I during the Bogdan Bogdanovic game winner 3 years ago against the Lakers in Sacramento, you can see me putting my arm right up in front of his face, meaning don't talk. So, yeah. And Doug didn't do it anymore. I mean, Doug was a fast learner. And so Brian Wheeler, I'll tell you, I used to do games. Brian Wheeler used to sit in with me when I was doing games on the radio, and Brian couldn't help himself. And at the end of games and on big plays, I would reach over and turn his microphone off. There's a little box with a toggle switch, and I literally would turn his mic off because I knew he couldn't control himself. So, yeah, I was aware of it, and that's what I would do. Yes.
So, Grant, when you would put your hand up in front of Doug's face, so did Doug know already? Then that's when he doesn't talk? Okay.
Yeah, I told him. I said, if I put my arm in front of you, if I put my hand out, that means don't talk. He says, okay, I got you. So if I put my arm out, you know, with my hand up, that means don't talk. And he knew.
I see. Grant, let me ask you one more thing about the Niners. Now what's happening with Brock Purdy now? You know, if he does have that Tommy John surgery, isn't it more than like almost about a year before he can come back? Or
no, what he has, I'm hearing, is a 6 month recovery. Now, I don't know then how long it's going to take for him to be able to play football. I don't know the answer to that, but I don't believe it's the same for a baseball pitcher.
Okay, and then this now this will throw in the scenario now with that. Make the Niners keep Jimmy Garoppolo one more year?
I don't see how they could have both Purdy and Lance and then have Garoppolo. I would say that's highly unlikely to have all three. I mean, if you're going to have Purdy and Lance, I don't know how you could have Garoppolo. It doesn't make sense for Garoppolo, and it doesn't make sense for the 49ers.
And how do you think Trey Lance would handle that being the backup to Brock Purdy?
That's a great question. You know, it's up to him to beat Brock Purdy out and show that he's a better player. So, if anything, to me, it would fuel him to have a really good offseason.
You know, Grant, and one more thing. I know I said one more thing a couple times ago, but, you know, this whole LeBron James thing, Grant, yes, he was failed, Grant. And no, I thought he traveled, but hearing your explanation just a couple minutes ago, you know, makes sense. But you know what? I mean, the Kings have been on the short end of that stick this whole season, all right? And I'm not going to blame referees. You know, they didn't do this. They didn't do that. You know what? It is what it is, man, right? You know what? You know, go to the next game and try to figure it out next game. But, Grant, you know, it's just so nice to see LeBron James whining like he always does, and nothing ever happens. Now, let's say it happens to him and the LA Lakers. I'm sick and tired of it.
Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, Grant. Thank you. Have a good day, Grant.
You know, and the fact that the NBA referees, the refs came out and talked about how they made a mistake the same night as the game was played. Like, that doesn't happen when the Kings, when they miss a call that cost the Kings a game. But, oh, no, cost the Lakers a game, and it was LeBron, so we need to come out and make a statement. All right, let's get to Lefteris. Lefteris, how are you on this Monday?
Good. How about you, Grant?
I'm good. Thank you.
So, the Niners game, I think this is Trey Lance now job to lose because he's going to be the one, the offseason, the main focus now because by the time Brock come back, it's going to be August. So, if Brock is okay by September, he probably will be like the backup. But still, the Niners, I believe they should have. I don't know. I don't think they're going to keep the same third-string quarterback they have because that guy yesterday didn't give you too much confidence.
He's not going to be on the team. He's not part of the conversation. Here's the other deal. If we're talking about a third-string quarterback, you're not going to, you know, Purdy is an exception. He was the third string, but that's a very unusual situation. Lefteris, I'm telling you right now, when the season begins next September, if Brock Purdy is healthy, he's the starting quarterback. I'm just telling you. No, I don't. That won't matter how good Trey Lance does in training camp or anything else. If Brock Purdy is good to go, he will be the starter in week one for the 49ers, in my opinion.
Yeah. If he wasn't hurt, but now he's not going to be ready.
Don't know that. We don't know if he's not going to be ready. We don't know if he's – he may be ready by September.
Yeah, maybe. Let's hope so. So, I don't know why everybody's so upset about the coach. He could do what he could do, what he had. I mean, it's not like he had the crystal ball that Brock's going to go hurt.
It's not the coach's fault.
No, it's not. It's not. But another thing about the game, fourth down when the Philadelphia guy touched the ball on the ground, he never really had a possession. And then he showed on the big screen. Do you think it was on purpose from the guys on the – Okay.
No, I mean, listen, the big screen, they're not going to show on the big screen the ball on the ground if it did. But they didn't have – that's the only replay they had at that point. You know, you got to remember, this is all fast moving. It's not – takes time to look at different angles. Even the network, even Fox didn't have it before the ball was snapped, right? So they didn't even have it. And they have, you know, all the video in the truck and they're doing all that. They didn't even show it before the ball was snapped. They showed it afterwards.
But the league should have some staff members that be looking at every play to make sure everything was done right.
It takes time. You can't just do it in 1 second. You got to understand, the play is over, okay? The Eagles are running up to the line of scrimmage, getting ready to snap the ball. It takes time to look at video. You can't it's not instantaneous. There's a process to it. It doesn't happen within 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's why they were rushing up to do the first down.
Yeah, so
they don't call it.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, one more thing. There was another instance where they penalized the Niners for touching the punter the guy fair. I mean, there should be a rule for that. I mean, it's not like he intentionally touched him. He just it was in the motion, and that ended up touching the kicker.
Unless you're blocked into the punter. Now, there was some question on whether he was blocked into the punter, but you can't touch the punter, period. And he did. Mike Pereira, who is, I think, the best in the business, didn't have a problem with the call. And that's good enough for me because Mike is extremely impartial. Mike is great at this. He thought it was the correct call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Graham.
Hey, Lefteris, thank you. It's good hearing from you. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, let's get to Trent right here on Listen Up. Trent, how are you?
I'm doing good, Grant. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I promise I won't talk about the guy with no socks failing to win the tournament this weekend. I'm not going to talk about that. But Romo's coverage of the game yesterday was just awful, and he was trying to draw corollaries to, like, the NBA and the NFL, and it's like what Sean was saying earlier in the other show was, it's like he's there to talk with Nance before they go play golf, and it's really not really a high priority on their list to be able to cover the game just a little bit as well as Greg Olsen, but they don't even come close. And I think Greg Olsen could be the second coming of Merlin Olsen on the NBC side when he did it with Dick Enberg way back in the days. Do you remember Merlin Olsen doing football with Dick Enberg?
Of course.
I honestly, I can't remember how good he was. Was he a good commentator?
Excellent. They were great. They were a great team.
Oh, they were awesome. All right. Well, I'm sad that the Niners lost, and I'm looking forward to the next couple weeks. So, and hope I think the Eagles are going to beat the Chiefs, and they're gonna railroad them like they did the Niners. So, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Trent. Appreciate it. Let's get to Waggus right here. Listen up. Hey, Waggus.
Hey, Grant. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
Well, I mean, that was probably – I felt so helpless as a fan yesterday watching that game. I mean, four quarterbacks get injured in 1 year. I've never seen anything like it.
Nope. Me neither.
So, obviously, that game was going to be a completely different game if we had our quarterback. But – Where do the Niners go from here, in your opinion? What is the best route?
I'm not sure I understand your question. What do you mean, what's their best route?
Well, I mean, with this whole quarterback situation, do they stick with Lance? Do they go with Purdy? Do they go and try to get Tom Brady? Because they do have a team that can win now. That's what I'm...
There's no way in the world you go out and get another quarterback. I don't think that's going to happen. To me, they'll know in a very short period of time after the surgery about how, you know, what is best case scenario and worst case scenario for Brock Purdy playing next season with the 49ers. And if they feel that he can be 100% by the first game of the season, he's going to be the starting quarterback. And if not, Trey Lance will be.
Okay. So I'm guessing Jimmy's definitely gone this year. That there's no.
I can't see them keeping three quarterbacks, Waggus. Okay. I just can't see it.
Okay, so because Purdy and Lance are on, I think, rookie contracts still. So let's just say if Tom Brady does want to come, you still don't pull that trigger, in your opinion?
I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't. I don't think I wouldn't unless you told me that Brock Purdy is going to miss at least half the season. If you told me that, then maybe. But then, you know, why would I not just start Jimmy Garoppolo? I already know Garoppolo can play and we can win with Garoppolo. Why would I take a chance bringing in Brady when I already know that Garoppolo can win with this team? See, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, it is Tom Brady, right? So that's why I throw it out.
Yeah, but Tom Brady is going to be 46. So how much longer, Waggus, are we going to be talking about Tom Brady? He's going to be 46 when the season starts next year. I mean, at some point, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. I was just saying because, you know, this team is built, and I guess every year it always just comes down to the QB, right? Whether Garoppolo can't make a big throw or, you know, we get injured or QBs. Okay, so, all right, well, and then do you think that Aaron Rodgers gets traded this offseason?
I do. I now do. I didn't think so at the end of the season, but based on some of the rumblings and the I do. I think his days in Green Bay are over.
Okay, and I know that, you know, obviously, you know, you have, you know, we all have kind of our issues with LeBron, but he's still playing at an elite level. They're a completely different
team. He's amazing.
I've never seen anything like it.
Nope, he's amazing.
And they're a completely different team with Anthony Davis. Now, if he can stay healthy for 5 minutes.
Right.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, like this whole officiating thing that's going on, obviously it's league wide now because we've seen it too many times. Do you think that we may see a rule change where in the last 2 minutes there's like an expedited replay that comes into play like in the NFL?
Yeah, but the difference in the NFL is the play stops after every snap, where in the NBA the play doesn't stop, it's continuous. So how would you do that if there's a no call? Okay, let's say there's a no call. That means the game continues to go on. Let's say the game goes on without a whistle for 60 seconds and you go back and look and that no call should have been a call. Do you now go back to that point and replay that 60 seconds over again? I mean, there's a different dynamic in basketball because of the the flow of the game and the fact that, you know, if there's a no call, the game's still going on. You can't just stop the game. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but, I mean, I will predict a change will come. I don't know what it is, but, you know, obviously the referees. So, but I appreciate taking my call, Grant. Thank you.
Thank you, Waggus. I agree with you. I think there will be a change, but I'm just saying it's not as easy as football. That's for sure.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, let's get to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Grant. I might have to take this off the air. Soccer practice getting ready to wrap up. But yeah. I have a question. Do you think, as I look at the NFL and I look at the NBA and the officiating, it seems like a lot of veteran officials have retired, and it's a lot of young, newer officials. And I remember a few years back, I think you had Mike Pereira on your show. And he was talking about how there is just an absolute lack of people wanting to ref, and even put out an offer if you wanted to try to go to refereeing school. Do you think that's contributing to the league-wide problem?
I do. I also think that a lot of officials have stepped down because they didn't want to take the vaccine. They didn't want to get vaccinated. I know in the NBA, there are three officials that have a lawsuit against the NBA because of that. So that there was the NBA lost some good officials. I'm sure it's the same thing on the NFL. Eventually, this is going to be a problem because there are less and less people that want to become officials because of the abuse they take. I mean, think about it, Ryan. Who the hell would want to take that abuse that the officials get?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a certain personality. If you want to be around the game and you're not good enough to play it, I think there's a small sub-segment there that would want to do it. But, yeah, for the most part, especially just starting off at the lower ranks doing a middle school game, you're going to get – you see it on YouTube, so you've already said it.
Yep.
So, okay, cool. I just wanted to ask you that, Ryman. Yep. Have a great night.
Thank you. And by the way, I have officials that are friends in all the four major sports, and I've talked to them about this. And I've had very frank conversations. An official's worst nightmare is making a call at the end of a game that cost a team a game, a playoff series, or a championship that will haunt that official for the rest of their life. And it happens. And the officials fear that. Their lives are never the same under those situations. Go Google Don Dechinger just for one, and there are many others. So officials take all the heat, but when they make a mistake and it costs the team something they've worked all year for, it is not a position that anyone wants to be in. Trust me. All right, let's get to Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Grant. How are you?
Okay, Jeff. What's up, buddy?
Well, major disappointment with the 49ers, but I'm in agreement with you. As soon as Purdy got hurt, the game was
game's over.
It was done. You know, it was disheartening. You know, it was just a matter of, let's just get this, wrap it up. We're done. I mean, you can't run the ball, you know, with eight men up on the line. It just, it was done. It was sad, but that's sports. So listen to Sean today with his idea about if the NFL goes to keeping three quarterbacks, I could see the 49ers keeping all three, but that would have to be a rule change, I guess, for an extra to keep an extra QB to have three active or whoever, you know,
right.
that would be. Now, is Jimmy G?
Well, you're allowed to have three quarterbacks on the roster. You can activate three quarterbacks. You can activate 10 quarterbacks if you want, but you only can have X number of players on the field. And right. so that's why that happens. The Niners could have had an active third quarterback yesterday, but they chose not to.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Is Jimmy G still under contract with the 49ers or is he a free agent?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
No, I believe he's still under contract.
Okay. I didn't know for sure.
I mean, I'll double check that. I'll double check that for next season.
Because I don't want the, you know, Bogdanovich thing to happen where they don't get nothing for him.
Right. Exactly.
I could see Sala being a good old buddy and trading something for either one of those quarterbacks for the Jets. The Jets need a quarterback, so Lance or Jimmy G could go.
There's no way in the world. There's no way in the Jets are going after Trey Lance. That's not happening. I can guarantee you that. That is not happening.
No. Well, he knows him, so he knows.
I don't care. I know. You know what? You make too much out of it. He knows him. Don't you make way too much out of that? Okay. You know. We're talking about Trey Lance here. We're not talking about Nathaniel Hackett knowing Aaron Rodgers when he was the MVP in Green Bay. You can't, you know, the fact that Robert Saleh knows Trey Lance, first of all, he doesn't really know him that well. And the second thing, what he does know of him, it would be very limited. He doesn't know if he can play or not. I'm just telling you, there's not a chance in the world the Jets are going after Trey Lance.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. We're going to see. Well, hey, the other thing is I hear you on that Empire State Building. I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God.
If the Golden Gate Bridge was lit up in Dallas Cowboy color or in Dallas Cowboy,
right.
the whole Bay Area would have tore the bridge down.
That would be like taking the Transamerica Building after the Dodgers beat the Giants in the playoffs and putting Dodger Blue on there. No, I'm serious. That's exactly what that's like.
How asinine. So I'm telling you, someone's going to get fired. Then they covered their ass by putting the Chiefs up there.
Really yep. quick. It's a joke. It's a joke.
All right, Grant. Talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Have a good one.
Bye.
Yeah, you just can't make certain things up. You really can't. Yeah, it was part of my rant today. Just awful. Absolutely brutal. Hey, don't forget, coming up at halftime tonight, I will be on with you all. On YouTube, Ryan is not with me tonight on halftime and postgame, but he'll be back with me for the Spurs game. So I'll be going solo tonight. Join me, won't you, on YouTube, halftime and then a postgame show. Kings looking to bounce back against the Minnesota Timberwolves. All right, any more calls? Now is the time because I am getting ready for a interview that I have to do. So if you want to get in on the program, that will be your last chance, as I'm going to wrap it up in a moment. But I can't wrap it up without talking to John. That would be criminal. John, how are you?
Criminal? You're not going to jail for not taking my call, Grant. Don't worry about that.
Some people think that would be the proper move if I can't put the one and only John on.
Oh, boy. Again, high praise. Well, hey, just real
there
quick, I just wanted to say go Chiefs, man. Go Chiefs. And no matter who was coming out of the AFC, I was going to say go AFC no matter what after yesterday's game. And after yesterday's early game, boy, what a blowout that was. I was so glad to see a competitive contest in that second match.
Yep.
And man,
thank goodness.
It was fun to watch. It almost made me forget who was broadcasting that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Embarrassing.
I know. And hey, it's not like I hate – I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't hate Tony Romo. The thing
I don't either.
From his – no, oh, I fully understand. He's got great insight and so forth. He knows what he's talking about. But the way he steps over Jim – and I think I don't recall who was saying it earlier. It's almost like him and Jim Nance want to – it's like they're just talking before they go play golf. It's almost like Tony's getting a little bit too complacent. You know, when he first started, he was good. And I mean – he's kind of the same act, but he's not the same act. He was good. He's even wearing on me. You know what I mean, Grant?
Yep. I'm with you on that. I like Tony Romo, too. I interviewed him at Lake Tahoe a couple times at the Celebrity Golf Tournament. He was great. I mean, a very likable, personable guy. I got no issues with Tony Romo as a person, but as an announcer, I think he's terrible. And I've been saying this for the last few years. I didn't just say this week.
Oh, I fully understand. I've been paying attention. And, well, like his first year, nobody was really slamming him. Even you weren't slamming him. Say, wow, insight, and he could predict balls well.
Yep.
But he's just not doing that. I know it's just not the same as it was. I mean, it's football, though. I love football. I'm glad we got one more game. Go Chiefs. And, hey, go Kings tonight. And I hope I'm going to be able to get in on your halftime and post game.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Go Kings. Oh, of course. And I will talk to you later in the week.
Take care, John. Appreciate you. All right. Quick show today. I got to do an interview coming up. Don't forget, halftime, post game, over on YouTube tonight. You take care, everyone. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on Listen App at 4 o'clock Pacific.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.